What's up, guys?
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well.
How's the rehab coming along?
It's coming along one day at a time, just making sure I'm you know, doing my all the little things it takes to get back to peak professional shape. So I'm just taking my time.
Where are you at in the process? What are you able to do? What kind of things have you done to this point?
So I'm 10 weeks out. This past Monday made 10 weeks. I'm on the treadmill. I'm not running just yet. I did some light stuff on a trampoline. I'm able to bend it. I get full range of motion. What else? I'm on the quad mill. I'm on the elliptical. I'm calf raises, leg raises, you know, knee extensions, all the fun stuff that comes along with rehab. So I'm pretty much fully mobile, but just not running just yet.
What's it been like being out?
It's been tough being out, obviously, during that span of those games that we lost, because I felt like, you know, you feel helpless, like you want to do something, but you can't. But watching Odell's been fun, man. It's been great. That kid's a heck of an athlete, heck of a ball player. Just seeing the things he's doing out there is motivating me to come back and be able to play next to him and do some really good things next year. So
have
we'll
you
see.
Been able to coach him up when you've been around?
Little things here and there, but more so I'm trying to coach him up as a person on how to, you know, how to attack this media and this New York area, and how to just be someone that's held accountable for your actions and be a good person, and things that he's had some trouble with that he's confided in me early on. Just try to help him out with that.
What kind of advice do you give someone who's had such sudden stardom, sort of, you know, thrust on his shoulders, or at least brought on by himself, being mm-hmm. his performance, but what kind of advice do you give a guy who's in that situation and has all these things sort of coming at him quickly?
Just stay grounded. I mean, stick with the people. There's going to be a lot of new people reaching for you, tugging for you, trying to be next to you, be close to you. Just stick with the people that brought you here, that you know, took care of you when you were younger, that took care of you when you had nothing, essentially. So stay grounded, and I think he's done that so far. He's a good kid, man, and he's really really learning on the fly, which is good.
Victor, I know your situations were different. You were undrafted, and he's the number one pick. But do you kind of see a little bit of what you went through in him, what he's going through now?
A little bit, obviously, especially early on, him not playing a couple weeks, and then you know, trying to find his way in his rookie year, and then actually playing and then making a splash the way he did. Yeah, I definitely see some similarities there, and it's really fun to see. I'm just excited to get myself together and play alongside that kid next year.
Do you remember kind of having to go through that period where you kind of had a target on your back a little bit after you kind of got going?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, this past game wasn't too much fun for me to watch, just because of, you know, how did I just pause this? What did I press here? Play? Wrong button.
Record.
There we go. I'm sorry, repeat the question. Or next question.
Do you remember kind of going through the same period?
Ah, yes. So obviously, St. Louis game wasn't the funnest for me to watch, because of how, you know, you can kind of see that they were going after Odell and they wanted to kind of, I don't want to say take him out of the game, because that makes it seem like they want to injure him and take him out, but kind of make him a non-factor. And I definitely had some moments of that in my career, so I can definitely relate. But he held it well. I mean, obviously, there that one situation there where things kind of got astray, but he understands that people are going to be doing that to him, and he held it well, in my opinion.
Do you remember the first time that you kind of had to deal with that?
I can remember the first handful of times, but the one that comes to mind off the top was against Pittsburgh. I believe it was last year, where I was, you know, you can just kind of see little things after the whistle, little things after attack or after a play made, that they're little extra shove here and there just to kind of make you mad and make you upset. So I've been there before.
Victor, have you had to reach out to anybody about your situation just to make you feel better about your comeback, like what you have to face to come back and be the guy you were?
I've spoken to a couple people, just, you know, just in passing. I haven't necessarily reached out to anyone, but just at certain games, at Michael Strahan, the game he got honored at, he kind of came and spoke to me and said, you know, sometimes time away is good to kind of refresh your mind and really realize what you play this game for, and spend time with your family that you haven't spent probably in the past 2 or 3 years. So, you know, just certain things of advice that has helped me a lot during this situation. Life Fitzgerald reached out to me and said some really good things. So it's just good, man. This NFL is a fraternity, and it's something that I'll never take for granted ever again.
Victor,
What have you learned about the patella injury in particular, though, about guys coming back from it, and have you talked to anyone specifically about that and what that entails and how long it takes for guys to usually get back to where they, you know, where they were before?
I spoke to a couple guys actually on the team. Zach Bowman had an injury like this. Marcus Harris even had a similar injury years prior. And they said it's tedious in terms of the rehab, but they were running again, I think, in about 6 months, 6 to 7 months. So I'm trying to – hopefully I can beat that, but without rushing things. I want to make sure I'm 100% with no ailments, with no with no pain or anything like that when I'm running or when I'm doing all the things I need to do to get back there on the field. But according to them, they've come back stronger. They've come back faster. They're working muscles that they didn't even know they had in their legs and their groins and in their quads and things like that. So I'm excited for what's to come. I'm excited for how I'll feel after, you know, once I'm 100%, if I'll even be stronger. If, you know, I'm just excited for that. I've never had an injury where I've been out this long or this strenuous of a rehab and things like that. So I'm excited to see how far I can push myself.
When do you think you'll be able to get back on the field?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of up to the trainers and I like to put it in those guys' hands to see how far they think I'm progressing. But I personally, I'd like to be back training camp, obviously, so I can get back with the guys and get that work in that I need in before preseason, before the regular season starts up again.
Vic, do you have a message to Giant fans of what this offense could be like next year?
It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't like to, you know, get into next year and start promising things, but when I reach my peak health and I'm 100% again and everything's clicking the way it should be and the receiving core and Eli, everybody's on the same page, it should be a fun offense to watch. So I'm excited for the opportunity, and I think for me right now, it's just taking it one day at a time.
Vic, how have you seen the offense grow since, you know, when you left it seemed very much still a work in progress?
It's grown a lot. I mean, it's grown a lot. You can see Eli being a little bit more assertive back there. You can see the receivers. I was just talking to those guys. I'm proud of those guys, man. They've been working so hard this year, just scrapping and fighting and figuring out a way to win and stay in games and try to win games and things like that. So I can just see those guys getting more and more comfortable with the offense, and it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch them grow throughout the season because the early part wasn't too much fun to watch.
Ruben's had some ups and downs, especially the past couple weeks. Have you kind of spoken to him or?
I said some small things to him. I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's still adjusting. I mean, he's still, you know, trying to figure this thing out. He's getting through it one day at a time. But he's made some real progress this year, I feel like, especially on the football field, making some plays and doing some things that we know he can do, making some big catches. And I think he's grown a lot this year. Obviously, as with anyone, there's ups and downs that you face within any season, whether it be on or off the field. But I think he's done a great job this year of handling himself, being more assertive, especially in the film room and things like that. So I'm excited to continue to see him grow.
Do you think at first for him there might have been some kind of adjustment when you kind of weren't there to, I guess, you know, support him or guide him a little bit?
I think so. I think I mean, he's even reached out to me and I've said a couple words to him and I think he's just a guy that, you know, he likes the assertiveness. He likes to feel wanted, to feel like he can go out there and do what he can and has the confidence in his teammates and his coaches that he can go out there and do and perform. And I think he's done that this year, and I think he's had a growth from year one to year two.
Vic, this is in terms of the touchdown celebrations, Odell's gotten a lot of attention. You know, it's been, you know, some have said antics, he shouldn't be doing it. You're a guy who has made a career mm-hmm. off of celebrating. In terms of that, what are your feelings on that, and do you have any advice for Odell and those?
I don't think he's taunting. I don't think, in my opinion, he's just doing what he has to do for his football team, scoring touchdowns, and like anyone else who celebrates in the end zone, that's his celebration. That's what he wants to do. I don't think he's taunting. I don't think he's that type of player. I don't think he's the type of guy that would taunt another team. But I think it's just a way of expressing himself. The same way I express myself in the end zone, same way I express myself when I make a big play, such as him when he makes a big play. It's all about expressing yourself in this league.
Was there ever a part where, even going back to 11 and 12, where you felt, where someone told you, you know, tone it down a little bit, keep it in mind, this is what, you know, you're putting the target on your back, that kind of thing?
No, never. If anything, when I would run into people, especially Hispanic people, they'd tell me to do it more and more. So it was quite the opposite for me.
What did you think of Trey Mason Salsa?
At first, I thought it was, I was like, man, I'm not even playing, and he's still doing my salsa dance. But then later on, I actually asked Odell, I guess him and Odell are friends, and he said he did it to pay homage to, as a tribute kind of thing. And I was like, you know, I kind of just moved on.
Victor, this is 2 years in a row where you've been hurt and missed the end of the season. Is there any doubt in your mind? I mean, because once you get hurt,
you're going to give the doubt question right now. You're going to be the doubt guy right now? That's what's happening? No, there's no doubt in my mind that I'll return to form and I'll return to the type of player that I was in years past. And I'm excited to put myself through this. You know, I've overcome a lot of obstacles, and I feel like this is just another one that's come across that I have to conquer it and move forward. So I'm excited for this opportunity. But there isn't a doubt in my mind that I'll be back playing and playing like myself again.
Victor, have you learned something about yourself going through this adversity?
Absolutely. It's given me, you know, I've learned patience. I've learned, you know, that this game isn't you know, guaranteed for anyone. This, just because you've been here a couple years or you signed a contract, it doesn't mean that this game is guaranteed for you for 10 or however many years you want to play in this game. I think it's something that, you know, I didn't take for granted, but I kind of took it as, you know, I'm going to go out there and play, and it's going to happen every week in and week out. And when it's taken from you, you really learn something about yourself and what type of person you are. And I know for sure that this game is what I love and what I want to do, and I'll never take it for granted again.
Hey, Vic, one more. With this being Christmas Eve, obviously, you've had your moments on Christmas Eve. Just curious if your mind ever goes back to there and how that kind of sent both teams in this area on a different trajectory.
I think about it from time to time. Obviously, those good old Jets, man, it seems like my story always goes through that team. But it definitely was a day that I'll never forget, a day that kind of propelled us to the Super Bowl and winning it. And it's something that, you know, hopefully Giants fans and fans around the building and around the area just never forget that moment, and it's something that'll live forever, and it's something that I'll definitely cherish for the rest of my career and the rest of my life. So Christmas Eve is always a nice nostalgic moment for me.